From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The White House issued a progress report late today on the government effort to stimulate the economy. Vice President Joe Biden, who has the stimulus portfolio, says that so far, more than 640,000 jobs are directly traceable to stimulus spending.
The Recovery Act is operating as advertised. If it wasn't advertised as the only horse to carry the sleigh to get us out of this ditch, but to play an incredibly important role.
The vice president says the Obama administration is on track to meet its promise of creating or saving some 3.5 million jobs by the end of next year. Well, NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley joins us now to talk about the new numbers. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you, Robert.
How did the administration arrive at this figure of more than 640,000 jobs?
Well, as part of their transparency effort, the White House has asked every local government, private contractor, nonprofit group, anybody who got a sizable chunk of stimulus dollars was supposed to report back to the government how many people did you hire or keep on the payroll with that money. And they added all that up and came up with the improbably precise figure of 640,329 jobs that are directly traceable to the stimulus. About half of those are teachers. They're police officers who would have been laid off, but for the federal government backfilling local coffers. About 80,000 of the jobs are in construction. The White House is really trying to answer the question, you know, where are the jobs for all this money that we've spent?
But White House economists have also said that they think the stimulus is responsible for at least 1 million jobs. Why the different numbers?
Well, this is really two different ways of accounting for it. I've explained how the 640 figure is really just a matter of going out and counting actual bodies. But that doesn't cover everything. In fact, the people that had to report on this money account for only about $160 billion of the $340 billion that had been spent as of last month. It doesn't include the money, for example, that went to workers in the form of tax cuts. It doesn't include the extra unemployment benefits. And it doesn't include indirect spending. If, for example, a contractor that's building a new road went out and bought some asphalt, and then the asphalt company had to hire somebody. Doesn't include that. So what the White House economists do is they take a model and basically say, well, if we've pumped $340 billion into the economy, we just reckon it's created about 1 million jobs. And these aren't necessarily jobs that you can follow the dollar directly from the U.S. Treasury into someone's paycheck, but it's not an unreasonable estimate of how many jobs are out there.
Well, we have these numbers coming out of the White House today. Earlier in the week, we had numbers showing gross domestic product was increasing in the last quarter, but the unemployment rate keeps going up. It's nearing 10% now, and every month we get a report of hundreds of thousands more jobs lost.
Yeah, and that's the real challenge here, both for the people who are out of work and also for the politicians who are trying to explain what's going on here. You have to remember those monthly jobs numbers are net. Every month, a lot of people are hired, a lot of people are laid off. You add them together, and if the layoffs outnumber the new hires, then you have a negative bottom line, and that's what we've had really since the beginning of last year. Now, the pace of the job loss has slowed considerably, and the administration wants some credit for that. At the same time, the president and his team always want to acknowledge the real economic suffering out there, and Vice President Biden did that today.
My grandpop used to have an expression from Scranton. He'd say, and I mean this literally, it wasn't viewed as a joke. He'd say, Joey, when the guy in Dixon City, a small town above Scranton, is out of work, it's an economic slowdown. When your brother-in-law is out of work, it's a recession. When you're out of work, it's a depression. And it's a depression for millions of American people. And we're not going to be satisfied until we see a net creation in jobs in every monthly report. But we're moving in the right direction.
And that's the line the administration is trying to walk here, saying our efforts are helping, but we understand it's not good enough yet.
Now, Republicans in Congress, who generally voted against the stimulus package, have complained that it is not working to create jobs. How have they responded to the White House numbers today?
Well, it's interesting. The vice president was flanked today by a Republican governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger of California, as well as a Democratic governor. And Schwarzenegger said, you know, this shouldn't be a partisan issue. It shouldn't be about Republicans or Democrats. It should be about jobs, jobs, jobs. But here in Washington, it is very much a partisan as an issue, and the Republicans in Congress make hay every month when the job numbers come out and say the stimulus isn't working, and why don't we do it our way?
What does this say about the possibility of a second stimulus package?
Well, the administration says it's willing to consider all sorts of options and fine-tuning and extending some of the parts of the stimulus that are due to expire, but they're not really talking seriously about a big new multi-billion dollar stimulus.
NPR White House reporter Scott Horsley. Thank you, Scott.
My pleasure.